Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Now, the Transport Minister has weighed into the debate over speed limits, saying we need to get a lot more clinical about choosing the right limit for the right piece of road. It follows data from NZTA, which estimates that speed limits on nearly 90% of our roads are too high for the conditions. So is it that simple? Reduce the road toll by reducing the speed limit? Dr. Patrick Cavallo is a research fellow with the New Zealand Institute and he joins me now. Patrick, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So what do you reckon? Shall we drop the speed limits across all these roads?
Well, I think there are a range of options that we need to target before we consider reducing the speeds in New Zealand.
Like what?
Like, for example, we need to take into account the road quality. So let's have in mind that only 2% of the state highway network is actually made up of dual carriage roads. And that's one of the main reasons why New Zealand has such a high international road crash standards.
So what are you arguing, that instead of having, as we often do, just one lane in each direction, we need to invest money and make the roads wider and put more lanes in?
Most definitely. Let's take Switzerland, for example. Switzerland has less than a third of the road deaths per 100,000 population compared to New Zealand. And they have speed limits of 120 kilometers per hour in most of the highway roads in Switzerland. So that could be also applied to, when you take into account to the New Zealand case. So instead of jumping in towards tackling speed limits, which is one of the ways to reduce road crashes, we should consider all the other options on the table.
So do you think, Patrick, that we know that we need to invest in our roads. We know that our roads need a hell of a lot of money, basically, to get the infrastructure standards up. Do you think it's one thing or the other? If we drop the speed limit, we're never really going to invest in our roads, and it's better to keep it as it is and then drive that impetus to get the investment up?
No, I don't think at all that it's one or the other. We should just have to make sure that when we tackle the problem, we tackle from a holistic way and consider all options on the table. So that's what we need to do. We need to increase investment on our roads. We need to increase our law enforcement, not just for the current speed limits, but also for drug testing and breath testing as well.
Okay. Do you trust the data that is being used?
Well, at principle, I do trust the data that is produced by the statistics, but I need to make some caution with regards to the methodology, and I have to see the methodology. So the Mega Maps methodology has just been released, and from what I've seen so far, it doesn't take into account the economic cost of reducing speed limits. So we know the benefits of speed limits. Yes, we do know that. But in order to make a proper cost-benefit analysis, we need to know what will be the impact on the economy and on the movement of people of New Zealand.
Right. This is one of the arguments that is being made against lowering the speed limit, that it will actually negatively impact our productivity because everybody will be driving so much slower. Do you buy that argument?
It's not a matter of buying the argument. It's a fact. So mobility is the lifeblood of commerce and community. And if we start tackling reducing the mobility by reducing speed limits, which is one way to do it, it does have an impact. Let's take, for example, Auckland. Congested roads in Auckland is estimated to cost over $1 billion a year alone. So it is a fact that, you know, by tackling mobility, we'll tackle the productivity and therefore jobs and income for New Zealand.
Now, some of the regional mayors, and I'm thinking of, for example, New Plymouth Mayor Neil Holdham, have made the case that reducing the speed limit will actually make their regions more isolated from the big centres. Is there truth in that argument?
Of course, of course. So the longer it takes to get from A to B, the lower are the incentives and higher the cost to transfer and the movement of goods and people.
Okay, Patrick, if you could spend money on any one thing instead of lowering the speed limit, what would you do?
Dual carriageways across the state highway system. That's definitely a better way to use our money.
How much would that cost?
Well, it would cost in terms of billions, but we have to put into account that according to the estimates from the NZTA, the social costs of road crashes in New Zealand is over $4 billion a year alone. So if we take that into consideration, it's definitely worth doing.